Law 1. The field of play. Field surface. Matches may be played on natural or artificial surfaces according to the rules of the competition. The color of artificial surface must be green. Where artificial surfaces are used in either competition matches between representative teams of member associations affiliated to FIFA or international club competition matches, the surface must meet the requirements of the FIFA quality concept for football turf or the international artificial turf standard, unless special dispensation is given by FIFA. Field markings. The field of play must be rectangular and marked with lines. These lines belong to the areas of which they are boundaries. The two longer boundary lines are called touch lines. The two shorter lines are called goal lines. The field of play is divided into two halves by a halfway line, which joins the midpoints of the two touch lines. The center mark is indicated at the midpoint of the halfway line. A circle with a radius of 9.15 meters, 10 yards, is marked around it. Marks may be made off the field of play, 9.15 meters, 10 yards, from the corner arc and at right angles to the goal lines and the touch lines, to ensure that defending players retreat this distance when a corner kick is being taken. Dimensions. The length of the touch line must be greater than the length of the goal line. Length, touch line, minimum 90 meters, 100 yards, maximum 120 meters, 130 yards. Width, goal line, minimum 45 meters, 50 yards, maximum 90 meters, 100 yards. All lines must be of the same width, which must be not more than 12 centimeters, 5 inches. International matches. Length, minimum 100 meters, 110 yards, maximum 110 meters, 120 yards. Width, minimum 64 meters, 70 yards, maximum 75 meters, 80 yards. The goal area. Two lines are drawn at right angles to the goal line, 5.5 meters, 6 yards, from the inside of each goal post. These lines extend into the field of play for a distance of 5.5 meters, 6 yards, and are joined by a line drawn parallel with the goal line. The area bounded by these lines and the goal line is the goal area. The penalty area. Two lines are drawn at right angles to the goal line, 16.5 meters, 18 yards, from the inside of each goal post. These lines extend into the field of play for a distance of 16.5 meters, 18 yards, and are joined by a line drawn parallel with the goal line. The area bounded by these lines and the goal line is the penalty area. Within each penalty area, a penalty mark is made 11 meters, 12 yards, from the midpoint between the goal posts and equidistant to them. An arc of a circle with a radius of 9.15 meters, 10 yards, from the center of each penalty mark is drawn outside the penalty area. Flag posts. A flag post, not less than 1.5 meters, 5 feet, high, with a non-pointed top, and a flag must be placed at each corner. Flag posts may also be placed at each end of the halfway line, not less than 1 meters, 1 yard, outside the touch line. The corner arc. A quarter circle with a radius of 1 meters, 1 yard, from each corner flag post is drawn inside the field of play. Goals. A goal must be placed on the center of each goal line. A goal consists of two upright posts equidistant from the corner flag posts and joined at the top by a horizontal crossbar. The goal posts and crossbar must be made of wood, metal, or other approved material. They must be square, rectangular, round or elliptical in shape, and must not be dangerous to players. The distance between the posts is 7.32 meters, 8 yards, and the distance from the lower edge of the crossbar to the ground is 2.44 meters, 8 feet. The position of the goal posts in relation to the goal line must be according to the graphics below. If the shape of the goal posts is square, viewed from above, the sides must be parallel or perpendicular to the goal line. The sides of the crossbar must be parallel or perpendicular to the field plane. If the shape of the goal posts is elliptical, viewed from above, the longest axis must be perpendicular to the goal line. The longest axis of the crossbar must be parallel to the field plane. If the shape of the goal posts is rectangular, viewed from above, the longest side must be perpendicular to the goal line. The longest side of the crossbar must be parallel to the field plane. Both goalposts and the crossbar have the same width and depth, which do not exceed 12 centimeters, 5 ins, the goal lines must be of the same width as the goal posts and the crossbar. Nets may be attached to the goals and the ground behind the goal, provided that they are properly supported and do not interfere with the goalkeeper. The goal posts and crossbars must be white. Safety. Goals must be anchored securely to the ground. Portable goals may only be used if they satisfy this requirement. Decisions of the International FA Board. Decision 1. Where a technical area exists, it must meet the requirements approved by the International FA Board, which are contained in the section of this publication entitled The Technical Area.